listening to KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.
Despite the stigma surrounding workplace romances, more than half of American professionals have gotten into romantic situations with a co-worker, usually after an office party. No, I'm kidding. That wasn't part of it. According to new research, while some of these relationships they found have been brief, 16% of people have actually met their spouses while on the job. And perhaps more interestingly, despite the idea that office romances can be distracting, especially if they don't pan out as intended, people in workplace relationships were happier, more productive, and even more likely to be comfortable with their current rate of pay than those not dating or involved with co-workers. Those coupled up were even less fearful of job insecurity than singles in the office. So, have you ever dated someone in the office? If yes, how did it go? If no, would you consider dating someone in the office? Let me know your thoughts. 061-792-9495. Dating in the office place. I'll tell you my story soon. Lionel says that he used to date the secretary in the office and then got married to her. Now with her promotion, she's his boss. How's that working out for you, mate? Yeah, good. Hello, Aileen.
No, I would not like to date anybody in the office.
Okay.
I'd rather date somebody outside the office because your private life doesn't belong to the office.
Okay, I hear you.
Hello, 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 guys.
Hello, D.
Yeah, I've dated kind of a person, but, you know, it wasn't like an office, like, you know, I was still in varsity and I was dating my lecturer.
Ooh.
Hey, you know, it was very lucky, I'm telling you. Oh, that love. Ooh. Ah.
I was going to ask you, what were your grades like, mate? Did you get good marks? I mean, because you worked hard, right? Sandy said, I would never date a colleague. I had a six-year relationship with someone and worked for him for 4 years. The first time I broke it off, he withheld my salary. The last time he tried constructive dismissal and threatened me with a sexual harassment case, I settled for 3 months retrenchment. Yeah, you see, that's just not cool. That's just not cool. Phil's got some advice. I hope we're allowed to play this on radio, but all right, I'm temporary here, so we'll try it. Here
we go. One simple rule.
Yes,
Phil. Don't screw the crew.
There we go. Thank you very much. Somebody said, dude, I dated three ladies in my office at the same time, and they didn't know. Okay. Shannon, what do you say, mate?
Hi, ECR. Office romance, if you want to call it that. So I met my wife. Married. 13 years now.
Wow.
5 kids.
Wow.
So, yes. We're happily married. Everything's good. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much. There we go. So, you see, it can work out. Sorry, Anonymous didn't date three ladies at the same time. He just dated three at his work. All right. Okay, got you now. Got you now.
KZN's number one hit music station. Every day. East Coast Radio.